The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, your connected consciousness.
And behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix. And today, we're being a little childlike. That's right. Joining me is Sheldon Cahoon of Complete Child Development, Donna Newman of Suma Social, and Eric Anderson of Trainers Profit. 2013 is right around the corner. Have you become frustrated because you haven't achieved your fitness or financial goals? You're not alone. Eric Anderson is the fitness trainer's business trainer. Eric can assist you in maximizing your health naturally. He offers cutting-edge fitness and training tips and can coach you towards financial freedom through his mentoring program, Trainers Profit. I'm your host, Michelle Kors. If you have a question or comment for our guest, give us a call, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. And before we get talking to Eric, I'm just going to introduce him again myself briefly. Eric is one of my entire favorite clients on the entire planet, I have to say. And Donna will be very happy that I think technically, Eric, we met on Facebook, correct?
We did.
So you can maximize Facebook, and Donna will talk about that later. However, one of the things I love about Eric, and it's important that all my guests that appear on my program, number one, operate with the highest degree of integrity and accountability, and that whether they're making a difference for one person on the planet or the collective conscious, they truly love and are passionate about what they do. The other thing I love about Eric is he listens to everything I tell him to do. So, you know, we got the honor of starting Eric with his branding. And originally when I met Eric, he was doing Eric's Healthy Stuff, and that was kind of his brand. And now he has come to the forefront of the brand, created celebrity status, and we're operating under Eric Anderson's Fitness as well as Eric Anderson's Trainer's Profit. And thanks to Laylee, Jen, Miranda, who's in the house, he's flawlessly executing his brand and walking his talk. So, Eric, so great to have you here today. And I really love your personal story because I think you're an inspiration on many levels. Not only are you in full alignment with your brand because you look the part of an incredible fitness trainer and you help others with their business and grow their business, but you, most importantly, you're living your passion. And we were talking earlier and you said, you know, it was always something that I did. It was always a part of my life and, you know, more of a hobby. But a few years back, you realized that this is really what you love doing, and now it's what you're doing full time, pretty much.
Thank you, Michelle, for having me here. I appreciate it. Thank you for the kind words, too.
Oh, yeah, you're most welcome. I tell everybody about you. In fact, I was just saying you were in my Matrix presentation. So for any of my Matrix people listening, which they probably are from around the world, and Jacob, if you're out there in Spain, hello again. But, you know, it's an honor to work with people that are conscious, they're motivated, and more importantly, they really love what they do. And, you know, first let's talk about Eric's Healthy Stuff, which has transitioned into Eric Anderson's Fitness, and what you do, because you still work with clients one-on-one that want to improve their health or wellness. And let me tell you, you don't have to go through the holidays and gain that extra 10 pounds. Eric can help you curve that now, or you could start your New Year's resolutions in November versus January if you like. But, you know, what are some of the people that you coach and client, you know, work with now just on health training and fitness?
Some of the people, they range from business people to local actors. One of my trainees actually was being yelled at by his wife to get in shape, so he contacted me to whip him back into shape to make the house a happier home.
You know, that's probably one of the most important aspects in our life, because I think, you know, Eric, when we feel good and you look good, you do good, that carries over into everything, and our relationships and our work is also, you know, dramatically affected. However, I noticed that, you know, sometimes when we get into a relationship, you know, where everything's all wonderful at the beginning, but then we get kind of comfortable and you probably gain that extra 5 or 10 pounds and or more. So, you're actually like helping people manage their relationships and save them.
Yeah, it's definitely easy to do. It's a lot easier to maintain than to catch up. You know,
yes.
If you just maintain a healthy lifestyle, it's a lot easier to do. You could slip every once in a while.
So I think like everything in moderation, essentially.
I
think people get overwhelmed.
Life, yeah.
I mean, I think fitness and health and wellness, and of course the whole diet program, I mean, they're kind of set up for us to fail versus really helping people walk them through attainable goals and mileposts and give them a plan.
Yeah, that's the problem with the fad diets that are so popular right now on infomercials. They know that you're not going to last on it. Then they can sell you another diet plan. It's not long term. You need to have a plan in place that's going to be long term that you can stick with nutritionally and with exercise. They're both very important.
So in addition to like when someone comes into you and you're helping them, you know, reach their professional or personal fitness goals, because I know you work with some people that have, you know, they want to do a marathon or they're getting married or God forbid they're going to a class reunion. So, you know, we all have these goals of things that we want to be, you know, prepared for. But, you know, where you work with them, I want to say, you know, in and out of the gym, if you will, in that it's not only what you're doing there, but how you're living the rest of your lifestyle. I mean, stress or, you know, eating habits. You really work with them for more of a, I would say, a holistic approach, meaning whole, everything.
Absolutely. It is a whole approach. You can't just eat really well and not exercise, nor can you exercise and not eat well. They've got to be both sides of the puzzle have to be in place.
Well, kind of cancels themselves out if you're, you know, in the gym and you're working out and you're working with the trainer and then you go to Pizza Hut afterwards.
Right.
That's kind of like a negative.
Two steps forward, one step back.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, in addition to, like I said, being healthy carries over into every aspect of your life. And when we work out and when we're active, you know, that increases our endorphins and we're feeling better. And when you feel better, as my grandmother says, you look better and you do better. But, you know, you've transitioned.
Grandma's smart.
Yes, she is. Oh, yes. I listen to everything Nana says. But so, you know, you started with Eric Anderson's Fitness, and that's working one-on-one with individuals, professionals, to attain their fitness and health goals. But then you've, you know, the last year or so, you've really transitioned into being a mentor. I like to call you the fitness trainer's business trainer, because you help other, you know, health and wellness professionals. I mean, maybe even someone that owns a spa or a chiropractor's office, develop their business, retain more customers, and possibly even create multiple streams of income so they can sustain that. And one of the things that's wonderful about you is that a lot of people teach, but they don't mentor. And I think to me, there's a difference between teaching and mentoring. Teaching is like someone telling me a bunch of stuff to do. Mentoring is someone like holding my hand to kind of walk me through the
right
process and go, okay, this is how we're going to do this. And, you know, you only work with very few clients like myself. Somebody, you know, I have few clients that are conscious and motivated, that they really do want to learn. They want to make change. They have fitness goals or financial goals they want to accomplish. And you work with them one-on-one in a mentorship kind of way. And you only take, you know, 5-10 clients at one time so that they're getting that personalized attention.
That's true. I can only work with 5 different trainers at a time to help them elevate their business. After that, you tend to thin yourself out and you don't really do anyone any good. So I try and keep it at 5. As far as personal training clients, that's a different matter.
Sure, because those are like hourly things. But if you're coaching or mentoring something, that could be 10, 20, you know, 30 hours a week or a month, in which case you're going to take them from where they are to where they want to go in their business. Because, you know, one of the things I know we're all guilty of, you know, especially those moms out there or single dads or whatever, is that the first time maybe things are more stressful at work or in other areas of our lives, we kind of neglect ourselves first. Like the first thing we cut out is, you know, health and wellness, or we don't take our vitamins, or we don't go to the gym, or we don't make time for, you know, a few push-ups in the morning. And we're really the number one thing we need to invest in, because if we're not taking time for ourselves, we actually can't support and sustain everything else going on in our lives.
Right. It's true.
So we're going to take a very quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Eric Anderson, the fitness trainer's business trainer, and your new company, Trainer's Profit, which I love because it has such great, energy to it, and it really speaks to what you do and how you do it.
Thank you.
You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees. If you have a question for my client and friend and guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Are you a homeowner who's trying to save on energy bills and go green at the same time? Tune into Energy Saving in the Home, brought to you by 521 Compressor Saver and Home Energy Consultants, with hosts Gary Parr and Dennis Seltzer. They have saved homeowners just like you as much as 65% on energy bills through energy efficiency practices. You'll learn about conservation, products, and services to reduce energy consumption and save you money. Be sure to listen to Energy Saving in the Home, live every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Are you a business innovator, or are you just sitting on the sidelines? Tune in every week for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Host Bonnie D. Graham talks to a cross-section of the movers and shakers who are leading by example. They will share best practices and innovative ideas to keep you thinking and moving along with the best. Join us for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Business Channel.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
When I walk on by, girls be looking like Debbie Fly. I pick to the beat, walking down the street in my new the freak, yeah. This is how I roll, animal print pants out of control. It's Red Bull with the big ass bra, and like Bruce Lee, I got the clout, yeah.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out when I walk in the spot. This is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it, show it.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees. And while you'll probably never, ever see him in animal print pants, we are visiting with Eric Anderson of Trainer's Profit.
You never know.
You never know. He's one of the shyest, nicest guys you've ever met, and happy to be working with him, both on air and off. We were talking about, you know, if 2013 is right around the corner, not if it is around the corner, and I don't even know where 2012 went, but if you haven't met your fitness or financial goals, you're probably not alone, but Eric can help, whether it's under Eric Anderson Fitness as a personal one-on-one trainer, as well as his coaching program. For Eric is the fitness trainer's business trainer, and very much in alignment with his brand. He's adorable, for one. So we'll be moving into television soon, but Miranda's filming this, so you'll get to see it again. And, Eric, right before the break, we were talking about, you know, you really have yourself in two different positions, you know, one working with individuals and the other working with businesses and primarily fitness trainers, but really anyone who wants to, you know, who's working in the area of health and fitness, perhaps someone that owns a spa or even a chiropractor or a massage therapist that's wanting to, you know, create, number one, a residual income, retain their clients, increase their referrals, and more importantly, their credibility, because, you know, it's something that you and I have worked on in that when the public sees something as the same, oh, you're a trainer or you're, you know, a therapist or you're a chiropractor, they want to know what makes you what I call honest, meaningful, and different. And, you know, sometimes I'm surprised I see people that are in the area of health and fitness, yet they don't exactly look healthy or fit. So that's confusing to me, going, you know, you're not the best representation of your brand and what you're doing. And then how do you work with me differently? And I think it's that one-on-one approach that you take, because in your mentoring program, you're really taking time to understand who somebody is and how they do what they do, how they connect with their clients, as well as what possible products or services align with their brand and their message. So, you know, not just helping somebody in the gym, but saying, you know, here's some supplements you might want to consider, or here's a more healthy eating style that's right for, you know, your lifestyle, or having multiple small meals a day versus, you know, just breakfast and dinner or whatever that is. It's kind of going that extra mile.
It is, actually. It's all those pieces of the puzzle come into place, and it's something I became passionate about a long time ago was fitness and health, and working with clients has always been rewarding for me, but seeing other trainers struggle on the business side of it is really what transformed me into wanting to work with trainers specifically.
What do you think their biggest struggle is? I mean, again, I think a lot of it has to do with, I know one of the areas we tend to cut out most is we tend to not pamper and take care of ourselves, which is really where our investment needs to go.
Right. People consider themselves a luxury instead of a necessity.
Yeah.
And it's sad the way things are changing. Everyone wants a quick fix, but they're not really ready to put the work into it to make it happen.
Do you think part of the problem is that we can override our body? But, I mean, you don't ignore your car when it's like, need gas. You're like, yeah, I'll deal with that later. I mean, you pretty much honor that gaslight, but, you know, we don't do the same for ourselves.
It's true. And you wait for the warning instead of filling your gas before the light comes on.
So I would think, you know, if I were a fitness trainer, I probably see a huge fluctuation. Now, fortunately, we're coming into what I would call your season, because we're all very focused on, you know, New Year's and the holidays, and more importantly, you know, enjoying all the incredible food and drinks around those events, but, you know, starting fresh for the new year. And I love New Year's because it doesn't matter, you know, who we are, if we're male or female, how old we are, you know, where we live on the planet, even though there's, you know, multiple New Year's, I suppose, but in general, we all accept December 31st and January 1st as the new year. Mm-hmm. And that's the time that we want to, you know, set our healthy goals, not only for ourselves, but for our businesses. So, you know, we're coming into a great season, but usually, you know, by April or May, we've forgot some of those things. I mean, if we haven't made it a habit in perhaps 21 days, the first thing that we're doing is cutting back because of, you know, time or money.
That's true. And you said it right there. It's a habit. And once you create a good habit, you can keep a good habit, just like creating a bad one. It's just as easy to do, just as easy not to do. Just people don't really do it. So I like to help people get in the habit of doing the right things consistently instead of just for the 3 weeks out of the year when they want to look good or for the beach.
Yes, exactly. That's very important to me at this time. But when you're mentoring someone under, you know, Eric Anderson's Trainer's Profit, what are some of the tools that you help them evaluate with their business? One, how do you help them increase their client retention?
I help them increase their client retention and referrals. I do something a little bit differently. I help them work with their mindset a lot more than just sets and reps. And once they get their mindset in there, they actually create a belief system with themselves. It sticks a little bit better. That's one of the things I use. Also, you know, supplementation is really important. That meaning like nutrition.
So you know, helping a trainer with his clients, get them on the appropriate supplements, as well as, you know, often different products that have, you know, multiple streams of income where you're continually earning an income while people are utilizing the products.
Correct.
But I think supplements are really important because we're not getting the same nutritional value out of our food that we used to. So just eating healthy almost isn't enough anymore.
Yeah, it's not. I read a study one time. This is we're like 30. We're getting 30% of the nutrition that we used to get, even 30 years ago or so.
Even so if you we're have trying to get it from alternative. Healthy and organic. I thought I saw something that said similar to you that, you know, 10 years ago, even 20 years ago, what we could equate to one orange then, we need like four oranges right. now to get the same, you know, vitamin C or nutrients or fiber.
That's true. And that's why you have to, you know, multivitamins are really important, those kind of things. You have to supplement your daily intake somewhere because we're not getting it through the food anymore.
Do you think another problem, too, is like we do equate our bodies to cars, you know, or we say food is fuel, but it's really not. I mean, food becomes your body.
It's true.
You know, food actually becomes your muscles, your tissues, your blood, your white blood cells. We actually absorb it. I mean, a car doesn't absorb gas into the seat cushions or anything. Just
thankfully.
It's part of the filter. You know? Yeah, thankfully. Otherwise, you'd never be able to keep it full.
No, it's true. Food, it's both for us. It is fuel, but it does, we absorb it into ourselves too. So the better food you eat, you're going to get a better response. You know, so garbage in, garbage out type thing.
So if you're mentoring, you know, a trainer through Trainer's Profit, and you're helping them through client retention, really help their client mentally and physically get into the feeling of looking good, feeling good, being good, they retain that longer because they're actually seeing a result. Because I don't think it's enough if you just train somebody and then you let them out into the world on their own and
right.
they find themselves, you know, eating pizza and beer.
Right. And the average trainer, or I'm sorry, the average client sticks around for maybe 90 days, and after that, they're gone. So if you can get them for at least one more month after that, you've done them a greater service, and you might actually, you know, get them into a better lifestyle after that, too.
And then how do you help them, you know, increase referrals? Because I think, obviously, nothing's more powerful than word of mouth, and when you have a client that's achieved an incredible result or is feeling or looking good, I mean, they are a walking advertisement for you.
Ask them for it.
Yeah, you know what? That is the key.
A lot of people, like,
the reason you don't have what you want is because you don't ask for it.
Right. That's one of the things. A lot of people expect people to give them referrals automatically, and normally people don't really act that way.
Do you think we feel guilty asking for it?
Maybe. Maybe. Ask them for it, but if they're getting a good result, odds are they're going to tell someone about it, that you did something different for them that no one else has done for them before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's huge. It's very powerful.
And when you're working with someone, how do you help them increase their credibility? Because that's like something that's very important to me as well when I'm working with people.
Well, the more of those positive influences you have on people, the more credible you're going to be in the business and with other clients. They're going to know about you already, so you're going to become more credible just by doing what you're doing, doing something different that other people aren't doing so much.
Yes, that's always the key. So, again, we're going into the holidays. No, though, I'd love to have you back, you know, closer to the beginning of the year when I know people are just going to probably procrastinate and wait till the last minute and say, oh, on, you know, December 31st, I'll make my New Year's resolutions of, you know, dropping off that 10 to 20 pounds I gained, but being healthy for the new year. But, you know, can't people start taking better accountability now throughout the holidays and just doing small things every day?
Absolutely. Incrementally, if you just do a little bit each day, by the end of the year, you'll have a huge result, and it won't take much to do. This is a favorite saying. Like I like to say, now is the time to take charge of your life. There is not a better time than now. Not tomorrow.
Yes, because tomorrow's not promised anyone.
Right.
I think that's really important because I think any time change is involved, especially when it's dealing with weight, and we're always really hard on ourselves about how we feel and what we see when we look in the mirror and negative self-talk and all those things that, mm-hmm. I mean, you're really helping them mentally, emotionally, what I call consciously and subconsciously to see themselves better and see themselves healthy. But it's amazing just those little things, 5 or 10 minutes a day, what it can do for you. So
easy.
I think sometimes we get defeated before we start because we feel overwhelmed or we know we have to lose, you know, 30 or 40, 50 pounds and just instead of focusing on what can I do this week or
right.
what can I do today. And I know that's one of the things that you do both as a fitness trainer's business trainer as well as with your clients is because as soon as we start realizing mm-hmm. that result and feeling better, then that gives us the energy and the momentum to continue.
Absolutely. And the result compounds itself too. Once you do see a result, then it becomes easier to get results so that you get both.
Yes.
That you have to get to that first point where you're not seeing the result but just have the faith and stick with it. And that'll get you there.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today's show,
thank
Eric.
You,
and I look forward to working with you as we can complete and continue to land and launch your brand. And what an amazing job on the wardrobe, James. Very nice. Very quick. Love radio. If you'd like to reach Eric directly, 520-907-9522. That's 520-907-9522. And you can also visit his website, trainersprofit.com. That's trainersprofit.com. And you can find him on Facebook under the same name, Eric Anderson's Trainer's Profit. Thanks so much, Eric. Can't wait to see the video.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're
Appreciate
welcome.
It.
We're going to be back on the other side with Donna Newman from Summa Social.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Adoption changes a family forever, for the adopters as well as the adoptees. There are many adjustments that need to be made, from lifestyle to financial, and the personal rewards are unlimited. Listen every week for Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. We will examine in detail such topics as international and domestic adoption. We will talk with adoption professionals and hear stories about real families adopting. If you've been thinking about adoption or recently began the process, you'll want to tune in to be inspired every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv. Just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24-7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Very rarely does our news media spotlight some of the good things that are happening in our world. For more of these good stories and the people that are creating them, tune in to Bread for the Journey with Mariana Cacciatore. Whether these good acts stem from personal tragedy or just a desire to help out and make this a better world in which to live, you'll find inspiration in every week's program. Connect with those that are doing something great for a change. Listen for Bread for the Journey, Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Hey, this is CeCe Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees. Finally!
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Question of all time, why can't we be friends? As I say, social media marketing, it can be an incredible asset or a complete waste of time. So is Facebook really worth it? Small business owners across every industry are not immune to the influences of changing and often challenging marketplace. So the question is, where is your target market? If they're not on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, then you don't need to be there either. But Donna Newman, social media architect of Summa Social, takes a systematic approach to social media by directing the four areas that business owners need to know most. Number one, a powerful first impression, a plan, accountability, and objective feedback. I'm your host, Michelle Corr. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Donna, so amazing to have you here in the studio. Oh, it's been way, way too long. In fact, I think we're in a different building at that time. So,
thank you, Michelle. Pleasure to be here.
Yes. You know, I've always loved all the work that you've done, and, you know, I've sent you quite a few clients over the years because everything that you do is truly first class and beautiful. But you know what's important to me is that every company and every business that I promote operates with the highest degree of integrity, and they really care about the client and what's important to them and what they need, and not, you know, overselling them just because you can, but really looking at their business, where's their audience, what would be the most effective way for them to communicate to them, and, you know, how to execute that, you know, through video, through audio. And I know you've worked with many of my Matrix clients, and it's wonderful to have you here today because later in the show we'll be visiting with Sheldon. So, you know, tell me a little bit about how you got started, because when we very first met, it was We Build Your Social Media, and now you've, you know, updated to Summa Social to really be in alignment with your brand and what you're helping people do.
Yeah, we have the real privilege to make Summa Social, the transition from We Build Your Social Media. Summa for us means the highest, most simplest approach to being successful.
Like cum laude.
Like, there you have
That's
it.
That's what I think about. So it's like,
can't go any higher than Summa.
No.
So our whole approach in social media is to come alongside of our clients, of my audience, and really understand what is the integrity of what they're wanting to do. What's their main thing? And then helping them execute it through an integration of looking at traditional media, digital media, and then also social media. And for your listeners here, so often when we execute a plan for a brand new widget or a brand new service, we think of marketing as these three different separate facets rather than integrating them. So for example, a postcard could be a great direct mailer for a brand new campaign. But if you integrate digital media by adding a QR code to it, yeah, and then you power the QR code with a dynamic, welcoming video that says, hey, like our business page on Facebook, and the next time you purchase this product, you got 25% off, it's on us. And be sure to share it, because then we'll give you an extra 10%. Now you've integrated the three platforms, made your campaign more effective, more scalable, and more marketing value, because it's going to go more viral. Then your bottom line value is going to be much more of a bigger reach than what that postcard all on its own could have been.
And that's what I love about what you do, because it's very similar and in alignment with what I do. And I tell people, I'm kind of like your attorney. I need to know everything you're doing so that I can help you. Like, where are you spending money and with whom? And again, you know, the way I work when I'm working with someone is to help them with what I call their branding and then landing their brand, which is part of what you do. But you're also in launching too, because first you communicate their brand powerfully via, you know, social media, whether it's Facebook or other mediums. As well as then, well, now let's take that message. So when I was talking to Eric early in the show, it was about, well, being more of a mentor than just throwing information at people, because business owners, especially solopreneurs, are already possibly overwhelmed with running and managing, yes, a business. And so what you do and what you were just describing, similar to me, is go, what are all you things that you're doing? If you've already paid for a great website and you have a social media platform and you've invested with MediaPro or something in a video, well, then we want all those things to tie back to one another so that you're maximizing them. So when someone gets the postcard and they click the QR code, now they're back on your Facebook and now they're seeing the video.
Beautiful.
So it's important to have these items. And I tell them, when it's done right the first time and you invest in a quality product, you can repurpose it over and over and over. So it's important that what I call the strategic partners of your dream team working together to make sure that everything's flowing and working for the customer. And you've got some exciting new platforms, because you have a what I would call a hybrid, where you help people create their platform, but they can also manipulate it themselves so that they're learning how to use the tool. And let's talk about the platform aspects of building it before we move into the viral aspects of how to actually communicate. Because again, even in my Matrix presentation recently, I said, it's social media is a very valuable asset, or if you're using it wrong, it's a complete waste of time. Yeah. And I find that people don't know how to not just vomit what they do versus be like, provide it in an educational format so you're building that relationship, you're building that trust, and that's kind of part two of what you help people do. And it's that that goes viral. So let's talk about the platform itself, because people can build their own with your help and guidance so that they get the incredible, beautiful graphics if they don't have any, or the seamless translation of their brand like you did for Sheldon.
When I first began my marketing career, I worked for an international heart surgeon named Dr. Dietrich. And one of the
Spent a lot of time in his office.
One of the things that I learned early on, because I was in the marketing team, was that right before we launched a brand new campaign, he would always pull us aside and he would say, cautionly, the main thing, Donna, is to keep the main thing the main thing. And so what we do at Suma Social is understanding what their main thing is. We then approach every platform with four objectives. And the first is design. It's the powerful first impression. It's the lasting impression. It's that which is going to call people to action to take advantage of your offers. And then you move into invite. Strategically, you're going to target your past clients because they're your best advocates. And then you're going to target the best prospects. And then you're going to dial it into how can my best clients actually talk about me. And then you move into engaging. And the moment you leave the design and the invitation, you've left traditional media approaches. You now are entering into true social media, because engaging is when you're building a relationship. You're no longer saying that I'm the best, but you're waiting to hear what their response is. Okay, you're the best, but I got this pain point. What can you do to help me? And so when you linger long enough to hear their question, you then revel in the opportunity to really make a difference that's going to last within their process, so that your brand is going to be more lasting, but their success is going to be more lasting for them.
Yeah, and what people don't understand about that, the brand is the experience. So the longer people retain and remember that experience from you is what keeps them telling other people the story, the next person. Oh my gosh, when I worked with Donna, she said it was going to be done in a week, and it was done in a week. You know, or whatever that is. It's like how they remember the coaching, the mentoring, the anything that you've helped them do to really look at their business. Because I find what we can do for others, we can't often do for ourselves. So you can be genius at helping everyone around you, but it's very hard when you're the business owner and you're so in your product that you're not looking at it as clearly, because you've seen it so many times you actually don't see it anymore. Mm-hmm. And so you're able to provide that outside, you know, 360 look at, well, who's your target market? Who are you trying to communicate to? And have you thought of XYZ? And this is the most powerful way to connect with them, because it's all about taking that viral, getting that feedback, and keeping it out there, keeping you top of mind, keeping people talking about you. Because while you do need dynamic platforms like a powerful website, a powerful logo that's communicating who you are and what you do, and a powerful social media platform, you need the viral aspect of the energy going out and coming back and refiltering. So you have one of your platforms that, like I said, I called the hybrid, because while you help us, you actually teach us. It's got a mentoring program built into how to use it, how to actually create the platform and design it ourselves. And it's very much like, I want to say WordPress, if you will, but not.
Yeah, you're right. In so many ways. So last October, we launched the Suma Social application, and it's a small business platform based upon the four key concepts of design, invite, engage, and then convert. So we can actually go into the design and design it for you, or it's such a user-friendly drag-and-drop feature, much like a WordPress as far as having a back admin or a dashboard. whereby people can upload their images and then it's an automatic scale. They can rearrange some of the structure. And by the time they're finished, they save it, click publish, and it loads up to Facebook as their custom welcome page. So that's loaded with all of their offers. And then inviting, we put a sweepstakes inside because everybody wants to have a tangible, valuable, all right, I'm going to like your page, but what do you do for me? Well, there's a chance that you could participate in sweepstakes and win an iPad. So we host a universal contest like that. And then engaging.
That's priceless. I just want to interrupt you there because I looked at doing that before and it was like a whole headache. So just knowing that someone else can set it up, manage it, manipulate it, and whatever is amazing. And again, such an incredible, enticing offer for people to give something away. People will give you their information. They opt in because Facebook owns that unless you entice them to say, oh yeah, tell me more. Correct?
Yes, yes. And then that next phase is engage. So often people get stuck with, what am I going to say? What am I going to say that's going to resonate, that's going to get a like or a comment? Too often what they engage is a pitch point. And so we teach people that it's not the pitch, it's the relationship. It's whenever you engage, make sure it's full of keywords. Make sure it's a question. Make sure it's limited on words. And we actually have a library of content for 16 different industries that they can load up and choose as their own. They can tweak it, edit it, populate it with their keywords, or load up their own original content, and then it just fires out systematically every day at a certain time.
And that's really important, Donna, because, I mean, Google is picking these things up. I mean, it's picking up what's, people are searching more on Facebook than they are on Google, I think, or, you know, the numbers are crazy.
And even your post, that one singular post, can actually be one of the assets pulled up on the front page. So very important that you remember that your conversation is not just viable within Facebook, but it very well could be pulled up on via Bing or Yahoo or Google. And then finally, it's the convert. When they create their custom landing page, there's going to be opt-in forms whereby if people are interested in downloading a free ebook or participating in a survey or getting something free or want more information, we then allow their leads to collect in the conversion section so that it's all there and it lets them know the exact time that the lead came in, where it came from. Was it the sweepstakes? Was it their landing page? Was it from Facebook on the wall? And then they have a chance to follow up with them. And finally, some people just want to set it and forget it. So to a large degree, we actually can appeal to that audience because we've done some really good job of making sure that it's simple. But then there are plenty of people who want a little extra. Well, what does Twitter do for me and how can I engage that platform? How can I fuse it with a YouTube video and what in the heck would I do with a LinkedIn group? So we have very simply written and targeted ebooks and then also videos that the moment they finish watching or reading, they're going to have a tangible takeaway that says, aha, I can do this. This is simple. I can do it. Or they can download it and then their team can integrate that again with the whole traditional digital and social media fusion so that they can be more successful with their approach at large and then specific to their product launch.
It's awesome. I've seen it in action. And before the end of the year, I will be launching my new social media Facebook page. I'm waiting for new pictures, which will be Monday. And then I'll be in the action and Donna will be back. We're going to take a very quick break. You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees. If you have a comment or question for my guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. In the meantime, you can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Michelle Kors.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter, formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
What does a visual workplace mean to you? How does it contribute to operational excellence? And what steps do you take to put it powerfully in place? Listen to The Visual Workplace, Work That Makes Sense, to find out.
Each week, Dr. Gwendolyn Galsworth, visual workplace expert and award-winning author, shares tools and strategies to help you make the workplace to speak at a glance without saying a word. Learn to work safer, faster, better, and at far less cost, no matter what business you're in. Tune in to The Visual Workplace every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Business.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Listening to 6-3, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness Channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix. And as we were discussing earlier, there is no time like the present. So right now is the time to update your social media, look at your Facebook marketing, and determine what financial goals might you have for the rest of the year. Because I know that our time and money is highly, you know, is very precious and very valuable. And I know part of my brand promise is to help people save time and money by creating a seamless strategy. And often that includes working with my strategic partners because, you know, as a solo entrepreneur, if you're trying to manage communication with social media and somebody that does web and somebody that does branding and somebody that does marketing or PR, one, that's a tremendous amount of effort. And two, even if these people are, wonderful, conscious people that operate with integrity, often they don't understand what we're building and they're not communicating with each other so that we're all on the same page of saying, this is the blueprint and I want everything that my client is investing in, their social media, their web, their videos, to be seamless and all working together. And that's what Donna and her team and staff does at Suma Social. And they have, you know, multiple different options for working with them. And that's another thing I try to promote on my show is that there's really no excuse for you not to get help because the companies that I know will bend over backwards to find ways to make it work for you, whether that's, you know, a $50 a month commitment or, you know, a $500 commitment or a $1,000 commitment, whatever that is, because you have to invest in yourself, but you have to do it within the right platforms. And so one of the things you help do, Donna, is determine, well, where is somebody's audience? I mean, I'm going to say most likely if you're a realtor and you're working with a multimillionaire 65 and older, Facebook might not be your best platform. And I don't know for sure, but if you're going to invest if you're not going to get a Facebook platform and you're going to invest any energy whatsoever in putting a message out, make your time valuable. And Donna, you give so many incredible examples of like a kid's post, a young woman's post, a mom's post. Let's talk about some of those things because, again, what you put out there is powerful. And thanks to Facebook and the timeline, it's memorialized forever now. Now I'm thinking when I'm posting something, do I want to see this in 5 years from now? Maybe not. I don't know.
Oh, that's so true. Well, when you look at Facebook marketing, no matter how you define it, it's pretty elusive, unless you put some parameters to it. And again, that's integrating traditional media. So if offline you understand what your demographics are, the psychographics, the age demographics of people purchasing your product or utilizing your service, that pretty much is pretty telling for the people who would be using it on Facebook. And then you got to look at the demographic of 9 billion people are on Facebook, but where you really have to hone in is knowing that 2 out of 3 Americans above the age of 13 are active on Facebook. So your patients are there, your customers are there, your clients are there, and your prospects are there. So understanding that, then you need to have a plan. And then knowing what your demographics are offline, look to see what those people want to hear from you. So often kids want it to be more engaging. They want it to be full of images. They want it to be light. And that causes a giggle. And of course, they're the first ones to share. And I mean kids above the age of 13, teenagers.
Sure.
And then
or
you,
anyone on Voice America Kids like yeah, Maddie and
right. Maddie is an excellent,
yeah,
excellent
exactly,
example of someone who targets
Jr.
her demographic.
Yes. Yeah.
So when you understand your demographic, you know what their pain points are, you know what their success is, you know what they love. There's plenty of older people who like longer texts. They like a lot more language in there because they want to know that you know what you know. And then there's more people that will share your content if it's full of macro images, big scale images, not images with lots of detail. But that one element alone is the number one asset that is shared time and time over, 10 to 1 across Facebook than any other. It's not a link, which takes people outside of Facebook. And it's definitely not a video. It is always an image because there's, you know, that tried and true statement that says an image is worth 1,000 words. Well, I can always populate that image with a lot of good images in my own brain with how it's affecting me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm encouraged to like it and then comment, and I'm probably an image. I'm probably going to share it with all my friends.
Yeah. And I, you know, I guess with the new Facebook updates and platform, now I get really excited when there's shares, you know, and I posted like a cow picture the other day that says something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover.
Oh.
And it must have been shared like 10 times or something or 5. And it was like, you know, good to put a little humor in somebody's, you know, life. But it's fun because people do respond. And that's one of the things I tell my clients is that we need to, you don't know who your audience is. I mean, we want to work with you and clearly define your target audience and take a laser beam approach versus a shotgun approach. But understand, like you're saying, older people will read more. That's where they build their trust because it's all about building trust. But we all learn through different levels of NLP.
Yes.
So do I want to see it? Do I want to hear it? And we know that, and I always think of Joey and Tom, but when we see things and hear things at the same time, our retention rate skyrockets. You know, it goes from like 13% to 68 or something. So it's important to have audio. It's important to have video. It's important to have text. And maybe little things that tease people and then lead into bigger conversations or more paragraphs.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. And then an added bonus, the kicker kind of here is that when you've been on Facebook for a couple of months, you can go into the analytics side and go into Facebook Insights. And there you're going to see what are the quality of posts that are generating more engagement, more likes, more comments, more shares. Where's the target demographic of the influx of new fans coming from? Is it from America? And what state is it? What zip code is it? If it's not and it's global, then wow, it's Canada. And I had never thought that more Canadians would want to use and engage with Suma Social. So now we're targeting more.
They will now.
Yeah. but it sometimes it's revealing and then other times it's affirming. But the kicker is that rather than blindly just pushing out content that makes me feel good, I have to identify what my clients want to hear, what my prospects want to hear, what the target wants to hear or see or listen to. And then that is where all the engagement comes from. So I let them drive my content, and then I'm that much more successful because I'm affecting them right where they are.
Right.
So that I can connect where they are and lead them in a very simple, tactical, one foot in front of the other approach to achieving their outcome with social media and integrating that with the traditional and the digital.
I think helping people understand their analytics is probably one of the most valuable things you do, because I'm surprised at the clients that I meet that whether it's 5, 10, or 20 years they've been in their business, and I say, who's your target market? They actually don't know. And I'm like, well, how am I supposed to know if you don't know? And so if you haven't known and you've been successful, then congratulations. But if you actually were to, you know, again, laser beam focus and shoot in that particular direction, because again, if you don't realize they're actually Canadian, they're actually on the East Coast, they're actually far more male than they are women. And I always use the example of a plumber, but, you know, plumbers need to promote to women. That's really who's working with them. Oh my God, we're out of time. I don't know how that happened. So, but Donna's going to be back because we're going to launch my Facebook profile. If you want to reach Donna directly, 480-314-4101. That's 480-314-4101. Or, of course, find her on Facebook under Summa Social and summasocial.com. Donna, always a pleasure, and thank you so much. Great having you here today.
A joy. Thank you.
The time we spent apart, but now we're so close, I can always find you right here in my heart. You're giving me something I need, and I don't ever want it to end. Because of you, I know I found my strength again. I feel connected, protected. It's like you're sitting right.
That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Live, it's Michelle Kor, 6 Degrees, your connected consciousness.
And behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kor.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix. As promised, today we're being a little, well, childlike. Complete child development has been around since humanity was created. Joining me now is Sheldon Cahoon, Gina Hayden, and Dr. Sue Kornbluth. Together, they are excited to announce the release of the Complete Child Development 1.1 program. They believe there are three keys of understanding essential to enrich the true fulfillment in all of our children's lives. The core of CCD's dynamic curriculum focuses on goal setting, building confidence, and awareness of our environment. I'm your host, Michelle Kor. If you have any questions or comments for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. I can't tell you how honored I am to be a part of, number one, all that all three of you are creating in the world, because it's been exciting to watch this develop from it was just a very tiny seed, a little thought, a little concept that really didn't even exist very much in space and time. And I got to be there as a part of that thanks to Gina Hayden and Bob Proctor's Matrix, where I met Sheldon for the very first time. And so over the last 2 years, to finally get to this moment right now where I get to be a part of the actual launch is very exciting. So thank you all. I'm going to tell the story, because for anyone listening to my show for the first time, all of my guests are people that I've either personally met or work with, or people that have been referred to me from others that I trust. They operate with the highest degree of accountability and integrity. And most importantly, whatever they're building or creating in the world, whether it's a good product or service, is meant to either help one person or to help the collective consciousness of what we're doing on the planet. So again, I'm very honored to be a part and have you here today, live in the flesh, in studio, Sheldon. So welcome.
Well, thank you so much. It's truly a pleasure to be here. I've been waiting for a long time to get here. It's really is great.
Yeah, but you know, and I know Gina will be joining us soon, and Gina's already here actually, and Dr. Sue, but you know, to contribute to this story. And sometimes it really is, no matter how much we want to see something and we want to bring it to light, sometimes it really is about divine timing and God's timing or the universe timing and aligning the right people to have the right intentions to really help bring that message out. But first, let's talk a little bit about, you know, I don't believe in coincidences, and it's so wonderful that we all met, of course, through the magnetism and celebrity status, as I call it, of Bob Proctor. But what initially brought you to the Matrix? Because that's really where this idea came to light.
Well, you know, that's a really interesting story, and I'll try to make it as brief as I can. I actually my family had a pretty wild experience earlier that year. My son had a really devastating accident injury, and I took him to meet Bob Proctor in December. And Bob was just amazing. It was really, you know, very difficult to get to Bob because of the secret and all his celebrity status. And
yeah.
But, you know, it was amazing. After a day of going through his seminar that day, he took the time at the end of the day, after 9 hours of exerting all that energy to spend an hour and a half with my son and I.
Wow.
Cleared the room. Here we are in this huge auditorium and told everybody to get out. He spent an hour and a half with us explaining to my son how he can overcome this.
Wow.
And from that, I stayed in touch very close and with Bob and his team. And eventually, in May, we actually went to the Matrix. Bob was incredibly gracious and accommodating to my son. Bringing him there into that environment was amazing. And I am eternally grateful for the results that came out of that. But one of the interesting results that came out of that, little history about myself. I have a web development company that is coming up on 14 years now, and it's really funny. I've never really put all my eggs in one basket, but I was approached with a concept to later after the Matrix that. To produce and a platform to launch a child development program. And I thought, well, you know, this is a very purposeful thing. It's in line with what I believe. And so I took on the initiative to do so.
Because at the Matrix, they put you into incredibly powerful mastermind groups.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so that keeps you in that energy and in touch with, you know, the other people and the great ideas that are happening.
Oh, I was right at home there. There's no problem with that. It felt great. And so we went ahead and, the initial launch for this program was supposed to be 3 months. Well, that was over 2 years ago. And there's been some ups and downs, adversities. But, you know, I think the biggest thing that I've learned to do is deal with the adversities, use them as stepping stones to get to where we're supposed to be. And I think that's definitely the essence of our program is, the goals. We had our goal. We didn't necessarily get there when we wanted to, but we definitely have got there now. It's definitely produced a lot of confidence, which is the second part of our program. And, of course, the environment. And I am so grateful for the people that have somehow come into my life. And it's no coincidence, like you say, Michelle, it's just tremendous. I mean, to have, people like you, Gina, and Dr. Sue, it's fabulous. So we've got some tremendous, high integrity intention that, I believe is gonna launch this and help millions of people.
So while in the past you never put your eggs in one basket, you've pretty much been carrying around this basket for the last 2 years.
I sure have.
have put some incredible people in the middle of it. And what you really needed was that finesse and that woman's touch. And I know that's where Gina came in to really make it extremely powerful and connect. And after spending, 25 years with Bob Proctor, anything we know Gina touches is going to be extremely, it's going to have an incredible message. And two, it's going to help change the world. And that's why I'm excited to be a part of all you're doing. We're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we're going to introduce Gina Hayden and talk about what is CCD, Complete Child Development, how it happened, where it is now, and how it's going to change the world with Dr. Sue.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Very rarely does our news media spotlight some of the good things that are happening in our world. For more of these good stories and the people that are creating them, tune in to Bread for the Journey with Mariana Cacciatore. Whether these good acts stem from personal tragedy or just a desire to help out and make this a better world in which to live, you'll find inspiration in every week's program. Connect with those that are doing something great for a change. Listen for Bread for the Journey, Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go, on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you ever stop and wonder if there's more to life than what you are experiencing? Do you feel like you deserve to live that life? Of course you should. Tune in to Shining Bright with your host, Regina Sisko. Through Regina's life experiences and her guest experts, you can put yourself on the path to holistic self-discovery and the life that you were born to lead. Shining Bright with Regina Sisko is broadcast live every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yay!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Be happy.
Come on, let's go get it on.
Be happy.
Come on, let's go get it on.
Be happy.
Everybody, let's go have some fun.
I don't wanna waste my time on simple little things. I'd rather stay here all the night when happy voices sing.
Come on, let's go get it on. Everybody, let's go have some fun.
I got a feeling you could use a little smile. Hoping you could stay there for just a little while.
Making a lot of noise out there. Throw your hands up in the air.
Not already, they will be after they get their hands and their parents and grandparents get their hands on Complete Child Development 1.1 program. We're visiting with Sheldon Cahoon, Gina Hayden, and Dr. Sue Kornbluth today, talking about the release of their new program that is going to change the world. I just know it. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. And so, Sheldon, we're talking a little bit about, you know, one, how this literally concept came to be such an amazing reality. And now it's really here. It's tangible. It's available. It's live. People can have them. Perfect gifts for Christmas, by the way. But what is Complete Child Development?
Well, it's a program that's made up of three aspects that I believe, and we all believe, that are the foundation of what we all need in our lives to be successful. And most importantly, I think our goal is clearly about self-esteem. And self-esteem is something that it's something that's developed. The program, you know, it's made up of three aspects: goals, and not just it's sort of a video-based program that is real fun for kids. It's not like homework. It's a good thing. And the goals part of it is about visualizing goals. And, you know, if we all think in pictures. You know, if I say the word feather to you, you don't start spelling the word feather. You visualize a feather. And the goals part of it, it's about visualizing your goals. So it's really in harmony with how people actually think. And, you know, it's produced some tremendous results with a bunch of the kids that we've tried it with. And it's really touching, actually, to hear some of the responses. I'm just a web guy. I'm not a psychologist, but boy, it's been really touching to see some of the results.
Well, I think what's amazing is that, you know, I haven't seen the program yet myself in full, and I will, you know, do it, and I have some friends that I'd like to give it to. But, you know, every time that I have the opportunity being around Gina or at Bob Proctor's Matrix, you know, it's amazing for these adults to get this information, and sometimes they're learning it for the first time in their life. But to be able to affect kids and starting at 5 or 6 or 7, mm-hmm. and to teach them these principles that we have the power to create, to build, to dream the biggest dream, to have the confidence to do it. These real life practical information, and to be able to view our environment in a different way, regardless of what's happening in our environment, to hold that vision. So now I'd like to bring Gina Hayden in, and I can't imagine what a huge compliment this is to have Gina as a part of your program, because Gina, in the last, I can't imagine, 20 years, you have seen and probably been pitched on a million different opportunities and programs, but for you to invest your time because you see this vision and you know the impact that it's going to have on children and parents and our future world really speaks a lot to what the program is. So can you tell me how, what sparked your interest in getting involved? Because I know how precious your time is. It's impossible to get a hold of Gina almost, but she always takes the time to get back to you.
Well, thank you, Michelle. It's an honor to be here. I appreciate spending the time with you and Sheldon and Dr. Sue today. What got me sparked into this? I was asked to come into this kind of as an ancillary role. I was asked to edit a program that had been written. And so I came on and I thought, oh, this would kind of be interesting. And I do a lot of editing in the work that I do with Bob and working on the programs that I do with him, and I thought, I'll be able to lend some experience here and help move this project along. And I knew about it in principle. I knew the partners in it at the time and was really excited just to kind of be involved in it because it was such a great idea. There aren't a lot of programs on the market for kids. So when they asked me to do this, I thought, oh, this is a great opportunity. And it wasn't something I had ever done kind of on my own. So I thought, oh, this would kind of be fun. As I got into it, I thought, wow, this is so much bigger than where we are right now. And I ended up totally rewriting the program.
That's what I heard.
Because it needed to be. The program was very kind of self-focused initially. And so we kind of took some time and really kind of thought about it and restructured it in a different way. When you think about goals, a lot of people think of goals in terms of what they can get. That's not the real purpose of a goal. The purpose of a goal is to stretch you, to allow you to grow. There are so many situations that come into play when you set a big goal that you don't know how to reach. There are these serendipitous little things that happen. As you move toward your goal, it moves toward you. It's like the secret says in the law of attraction. What you think about, you'll create in reality. Well, the missing point is you have to take action on it. And when you take action, the universe sets up an equal attraction to you. So as we started to work on this program for kids, I thought, okay, the only thing that kids really lack is understanding and vocabulary. So let's make this program in a really simple form for them to understand through videos, because kids love watching videos, but let's make it educational so that it really provides them with some great tools that will take them through the rest of their life. So I was quite excited about getting involved with Sheldon on this project.
And goals is just part one. I mean, can we expound on the confidence in the environment?
That's right. Confidence. A lot of us aren't brought up in an environment that encourages confidence. And that's not to say that our parents don't do a great job, because they give us everything they have. They give us all they can. But they can't give us what they don't know. And so often as kids, we're told or we hear, you can't do that. Why do you want that? The statistics on the number of times that young children hear the word no is absolutely astounding. And what that does is it starts to create a barrier on us. And we really start to believe those things that people around us who should know better tell us. So when we're told we can't do that or, why do you want to do that? Because you don't know how. Well, when you're setting a goal, how is the last thing you need to get involved in? All you need to get involved in is why. Why you want it.
Well, I think that's such the old paradigm, and that's what our parents were taught. And again, like you said, parents want the best for their children. They want them to have all the opportunities or possessions or privileges that they didn't have. I mean, great parents, that's what they want for their kids. But how can we teach them something we don't know or haven't experienced? And the old paradigm of goal setting was it was a process, not necessarily a quantum leap. And now it's so much about getting into the feeling, and the thing that helps us getting into that feeling the most is the pictures and the images, because that's what's really talking to our subconscious.
Absolutely.
And it's teaching them now that if they can get into the feeling of picturing themselves as a pilot or a talk show host or a cook, a chef, whatever they might want to do, if they can hold that vision and get excited about it, like you were saying, they'll draw that experience to them or other opportunities. And Sheldon, will divert for 1 second here, but yesterday we were visiting with one of my friends who's a former NFL Hall of Fame kicker, Nick Lowry, and we were talking about other amazing amazing people in the world, like Muhammad Ali, and we thought about it for a few minutes, and within 10 minutes, Muhammad Ali walked in the restaurant we were at. So how powerful are we right now? I don't know that everyone can create Muhammad Ali, but hey, we did it yesterday. So goals, confidence, and then environment.
So the environment part of it, Michelle, is we're conditioned environmentally and genetically. So our conditioning goes back years and years and years and years. It's no wonder that we look like or act like our grandparents or our mom and dad, because that comes, you know, at conception and prior to even that.
Yes,
but our
I've
environmental
heard it.
Conditioning is so important. You know, I was brought up with nobody in my family going to university. And it wasn't even something that was discussed in my home. And I thought, I left school and I went immediately into a job. I was a lab technician when I got out of school. And there was always a part of me that thought, wow, I wonder what horizons could have opened up if I had have been in that environment where post-education was really important. And my parents didn't know that because they didn't experience that. So I thought, you know, what we can teach kids is that they are conditioned by their environment, by the kids they hang around with, by possibly negative conditioning at home or very positive conditioning. You know, a person who grows up with a lot of praise, those kids will be really confident kids. Conversely, those kids who aren't brought up with praise, they tend to be less confident. So the confidence section and the environment section is so critical. And the other part about environment is that for most people, we have a tendency to criticize what we don't know because it's just foreign to us. But once we change our perception of it and see it from a different point of view, we start to appreciate the difference in things. And I wanted the environment lesson to not only be about their environment and their conditioning, but also that the friends that they go to school with, so the person from Pakistan, the person from Kenya, the person from wherever, they're just people at heart. And they're the same as you and I. There really isn't any difference when you get past the race or the color of the skin. We're all people. We're all God's children. And I wanted to really kind of focus on kids kind of taking the information that they gain from the program, and there are exercises that they go through where they learn about somebody else's environment, and really see how similar we are and start to appreciate the differences as opposed to maybe being critical of them. So just starting to be a little more tolerant, because there's so much intolerance in life today.
I think that does a couple things, because even the best parent in the world, once your kids are in school, I mean, they're in school for 8 hours. You don't have 8 hours to spend with them at home afterwards. You'd be keeping them up till midnight. So, you know, so much of how they're influenced is who they're around at school. But if you have a strong, confident kid that's focused on who they are or what they're doing, and they're involved in other outside school programs or sports, no matter who's around them, not only will they see them in a new light, but they won't be influenced by the negative influences or the things, you know, drugs or alcohol or, you know, other activities that aren't as favorable, because they'll have a vision for themselves of who they want to be and what they want to do.
Absolutely. They have a sense of themselves, and you can tell it from the time they're young. I mean, you can tell when you meet young children who are 6, 8, 10 years old when you shake their hand. And some of them just shake their hand, and they look right in your eyes. They know who they are. Mm-hmm. They know that they're God's highest form of creation. They know that they can do anything that they want. They just kind of lack maybe the resources or the wherewithal. But they have that inner confidence in them. They just have it. You can just tell by the way that they interact with people. And kids who don't have that confidence can learn it. It's a learned skill. You can do affirmations. I mean, there's so many things that you can do that really start to build your confidence. And once you see just a little bit of success, success breeds success. So once they get involved in the exercises and they start feeling good about who they are, I think there'll be less of a tendency to be bullied. And it won't be as confrontational, because you'll just have a child who knows their self-worth and who they are.
Well, and not only does it teach them about success, because part of the school system now is built on, like, everyone successful. That's not really true. That's not real life. But you also teach them about failure and getting up again. Isn't that part of the program? Like,
Absolutely. Absolutely. Resilience and bouncing back is equally as important as the success itself. I mean, Bob always says that we really don't learn from our successes, we learn from our failures. Because we learn that we can get back up again. You know, it just is, just because it's a failure, it doesn't mean that we're a failure. It just, we just took the wrong road. We just saw what didn't work. And I love when, you know, Bob will kind of explain a really complex idea, and he'll start on this, you know, when you fail at something, it's not about doing the wrong thing. Yeah, you did the wrong thing, but you just found out what you didn't learn. And if you kind of turn that around, that's kind of exciting because you don't need to repeat that again, which some of us do.
Well, and then again, I just can't imagine how powerful that would be for these kids to be learning this at 6 and 7, because they haven't, I mean, they're going to retain it forever. Like you were saying earlier, I think they believe up to 6 months before your parents even conceived you, whatever was going on for them emotionally, consciously, subconsciously, through your age 8 is within you. So if we can break some of those patterns again, because some of the things that are being, we're absorbing as little kids, are subconscious. You know, we're not aware of that, you know, things our parents are teaching us that, you know, are in their paradigm, don't have to be our paradigm. So if kids are being exposed to this, you know, as young as 5 or 6 or 7, and they know it for the rest of their life, I mean, that's going to change everything.
It'll change the world. And, you know, there's a great, we had a program called Reach One, Teach One. And it was in our ability to reach one kid and or child and teach them through, you know, the programs that we offer. And if we can do that, it will just make things, you know, a lot easier. And the great part about this, Michelle, as well, is that we have put a component in the program. It's a parent study guide that educates the parents on what the teacher, what the kids are learning. So we don't just say, kids, you know, watch these videos and do the exercises. The parents actually get a guide on each of the lessons so that they can encourage the child. You know, if the child doesn't reach their goal, if the child falls short, if the child gets discouraged, you know, the parent can really be that person who really supports the child to get up and keep going. You know, a lot of kids won't have that belief in their belief in themselves, but they can believe in somebody else's belief, and that's so powerful. And when your mom or dad tells you, you know, you can do it, just because you didn't make the basketball team this time, go out and try it again. You can do it. And you want to hear that. You just, there's something in that that's so comforting, because it's like, yeah, I can do it. And you don't have to listen to that little monkey on your shoulder saying, oh man, I didn't do it, man, what's wrong with me? Because that little monkey's always going to come up. But we just need to kind of quiet that monkey and provide an environment where the child really wants to learn and they want to grow. And they're, I mean, we're just natural born risk takers.
And it's going to give the parents permission to dream again, too. So we're going to talk more about the parents and grandparents or the influencers, foster parents, anyone who might be, you know, mentoring young children, teachers included. So we'll be right back. We're going to take a very short break. We'll be back with Sheldon Cahoon, Gina Hayden, and Dr. Sue.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Hey, this is Cece Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
There was a video game to teach you your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. There is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. But talk to
old people,
it would make us
healthy
all around. Yes, it would. And if
old people
would talk to
young people,
it would make us
healthy
all around. As it would.
Well, I would hardly say we're old, but we will be talking to young people, so, and changing the world. We're visiting with Sheldon Cahoon, Gina Hayden, and introducing Dr. Sue Kornbluth. Together, they are excited to announce the release of Complete Child Development 1.1 program. They believe that there are three keys of understanding essential to enrich the true fulfillment in all of our children's lives. The core of CCD's curriculum focuses on goal setting, building confidence, and awareness of our environment. And just before the break, we were talking about not only is this for kids, but there's a parent study guide. And again, it's never too late to create the change that you want in the world. And as I understand it, the families that have the most closeness together have shared experiences. So what kids really remember isn't the stuff you got them, but the time that you took with them. So if a parent and child are going through this program together, one, they're sharing an experience, and two, it's giving the parents permission to recreate a new dream and to have a vision and perhaps be in a paradigm that they hadn't been before, because it's a new world and goal setting isn't the same. And I'm so excited to be a part of this launch and all you're doing. And Sheldon and I had some incredible meetings yesterday, and some of them were just planting seeds, but I know they're going to grow. And I know one of our best meetings that's going to take immediate action, which is in total alignment with what you're doing, is right here through Voice America itself and its seven networks, as well as number 8, Voice America Kids, because what they are doing and have been trying to do is in exact alignment with Complete Child Development, because it's the environment that the kids spend so much time in. And when you can get them passionate about something, and you have all these kids doing talk shows, and it's not because they all want to be me or talk show host, but because they're passionate about cooking or being an actor or being a hairdresser or being in the army or whatever it might be, media allows them to connect to some of the most powerful people in those fields. And no matter what is going on at home, and often when Voice America Kids started, before that, it was the Kids Star Radio Network, but it was working very closely with the Boys and Girls Clubs. And some of these kids aren't in the best environments at home, and it's not because their parents don't want the best for them, but they just don't know. You don't know what you don't know. So being able to have something for parents and kids together, let's talk about the parent program. And you don't have to be a parent. I mean, you can be an uncle, you can be an aunt, you can be a brother, you can be a sister, you can be a foster parent, you can be a teacher, you can be a soccer coach, because there's really nothing this can't be applied to. And it's funny that in sports, we all accept having a coach or a mentor, but in the rest of the life, we're like, you know, out there alone. But you can have a little league coach, so why not have a complete childhood, you know, development coach as well? And that's where Dr. Sue comes in as well. So Gina, tell us a little bit more about, you completely rewrote the program, this little seed that has turned into this incredible product, 1.1 program. But let's talk about the parents guide, or I should just say the mentors guide.
Yeah, you don't have to have kids to participate in this program, certainly. I mean, we are mentors to kids in all kinds of capacities. In, you know, if we're a teacher, if we're a spiritual leader, if we're an older friend, a big brother or sister, the the adult guide, is designed to, number one, create an awareness for the parent or whomever is purchasing this program for a young child, create an awareness of what the program is about, and speak to the parent or the guardian on their level and talk to them a little bit about, you know, how we're conditioned environmentally and that, you know, the things that we hear in our little life become the norm for us. So if we are brought up to believe that we can't, and if we hear can't and can't and can't and can't, over time that goes right into our subconscious mind. And the great thing is it can be changed so that I don't care who you are, what your situation has been, that doesn't have to define who you are. Because all you are is just potential that is waiting to be tapped. So if you're a young child, or if you're a young child, or you know of a young child who has had maybe a difficult time in life, this program is going to really kind of open their eyes. And for the parent, it just gives them an awareness of what the child is going to go through, and it explains it in their terms, because for the most part, we don't learn a lot about goals. We don't really learn a lot about confidence, and we don't learn about environment as far as our conditioning. You know, school teaches us to read, write, and to think, but they don't teach us what they don't know, and this stuff isn't being taught in schools, and it really should be. It's the essence of who we are, and we really, you know, we can go right through our educational system, and not that it doesn't provide us a wonderful education, because it does. But there are so many things that it falls short in, just as everything does. We can't fully complete, everything can't be perfect. So this program just provides some insight that isn't being taught in the educational system that is so powerful and that gives us the tools to use throughout our whole lives. I mean, working with Bob Proctor for the past 26 years, we often get letters from people who are in their 30s and 40s now, and they went to a program with their dad or their mom who worked maybe in an insurance industry that Bob was working with. And when Bob used to go into insurance industries or whatever industry he would be in, he would encourage leaders to bring their families because the information is so universal that he teaches. And we often get letters or emails from people who now have their own kids, and they said, you know, I didn't want to go with my dad. He was dragging me to this seminar. I was 12 years old. But what Bob spoke about and what I learned have stayed with me for life. And I still use those goal-setting techniques. You know, I still practice you know, winner's image and projecting that which I want to be. So, in essence, that's kind of the guide that we give the parent or the guardian.
And that's one of my favorite things about Bob, because, of course, one of my heroes is, you know, Earl Nightingale. And every time I go to the Matrix, I get, you know, the strangest secret from Bob. And Bob has brought new life to Earl and his work and continues it going. And the strangest secret was primarily passed down from father to son. Not that women should be, excluded, but it was very, you know, traditional. And just like you're saying, and like Sheldon's doing, having had the opportunity to attend the Matrix with his son, what an incredible shared experience that they'll always have that is life-changing. And the most important aspect of that, I always hear Bob in my head when I set a new goal and I don't get there on time. He's like, just change the date. You know, just add a new date to it. Like, you didn't get there by March 30th, set it for June 30th, or, you know, whatever that is. And, you know, it's with me all the time. So to teach kids this and to have their parents in the same alignment doing it together is going to be so powerful and literally change the world. I'd like to introduce Dr. Sue Kornbluth now. She is the national spokesperson for CCD's program 1.1. She's also a clinical psychologist. She's a professor of psychology at Temple University, a parenting expert, mainly because she is a mom of a 5- and 7-year-old. And to me, you always have to be an expert because you actually can do those things. So you can't tell me you're a marriage and family expert if you've never been married, even though you might have all the information. But if you're actually a mom, you know what the heck you're talking about. And I think that's what lends additional credibility to the product itself, because of course, Sheldon, you are so excited about this because it's been 2 years in the coming, and Gina, for you to have completely rewritten the program and make it what it is today. But when you can find what I call a consumer expert, somebody like Dr. Sue, who lives it, who teaches it, who breathes it, and it can affect her. And as I understand, your son saw the program. So Dr. Sue, I'd love to invite you into the program, and thank you for being so patient. I know you've been featured a ton in our huge celebrity 30 on the East Coast in both radio and TV. We don't want to get into negative things, but regarding the Sandusky trial. So thank you for taking the time to join us. It's really an honor to finally meet you. Sheldon has told me so much about you over the last several months. But, you know, you get hit up just like Gina. And that's why I said, wow, to have Gina Hayden involved in something that, you know, she sees a million things. Everybody's hitting her up with, look at this, endorse that. Yeah. But for her to take the time to get involved in something and say, this is amazing. Same with you, Dr. Sue, because you've seen a million programs. People want you to endorse it, but you have to believe in it. You have to try it. It has to resonate with your kids and the people that you're affecting every day for you to really get behind it. So, what a huge compliment to everyone.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for having me on, and I'm so grateful to be on with Gina and Sheldon, and also for this amazing opportunity to be a national spokesperson for this incredible program. And, you know, my most important role in life is being a mother, and I am very proud of my children. And when this program came to me, because I'm also a huge believer in the law of attraction and what you put out into the world comes back to you. Well, when this program came to me after I had refused to endorse several other programs, I was beyond grateful because I was looking for a program that would help children to develop their emotional development. When children have emotional development and self-confidence and self-esteem, they're unstoppable. And now we actually have a tool to do that. But I don't believe in endorsing programs without proof. I have to see proof. So I told Sheldon, I said, I want to do this with my son first. And my husband and I have always raised our children to be self-confident. So I was really practicing many of the principles in this program with my children before I was even introduced to the program. So the program for me confirmed that what I was doing was right on track. But the day that I sat down with my son and we went through this program together, it opened up so many doors for him in terms of visualizing his goals. And while we were doing the program, he was coming up with all these other goals that I had no idea that he had.
Wow.
I mean, I was just blown away.
And if I remember correctly, that was like in the first 3 days or so.
It was in the first 3 days. Actually, I did a lot of the program with him the first day, and then the next day he came downstairs and said, Mom, can I go on that after school? So he really wanted to go back and do it. And, you know, I've worked with some of the most vulnerable children in this country, foster children. Mm-hmm. And it was always been my belief to empower these children despite what they had gone through. And that was the work that I did with these kids. If I build confidence in them, then they could accomplish things in their life. And every child that I worked with has moved forward in that direction. And this program spoke to me and said, if I could use this program with foster kids, why can't it be used with all kids to lead them in a positive direction? And the thing is that this program can be done with all children. And it also is amazing, too, because it connects the parent and the child to one another. And how do kids build self-esteem? They build it through the connection with their parents. It starts at home. So, you know, this tool is just going to change, I really believe this, the lives of so many different people and children across this country. And when one child builds self-esteem, they grow up feeling that way about themselves, and then they will project that onto their own children someday. So it's just going to be, you know, flowing, I think, like that.
Thank you, Dr. Sue. I actually clicked on the link, and then I was hearing Bob or someone in the background. I was like, where is that? So,
sorry.
That's okay. We're going to take a very short break, and we'll be right back with more of Gina Hayden, Sheldon Calhoun, and, of course, Dr. Sue.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
It's almost showtime. Tune in to Curtain Call every week for the latest happenings from the world of theater. It's news and reviews, both on stage and behind the scenes. If you've ever wanted to be a stage actor, theater director, or work behind the scenes in production, this is the show for you. Your hosts have been there and done that, and will answer all of your questions right on the air. Listen for Curtain Call. Weekly performances are happening Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
I bought a one-way ticket to reach my destiny. I had so many struggles there on the way, down the winding roads of yesterday. But I never looked back, I knew it had to be. They say all I wanted is a stage, and in my life I must have played a thousand roles, but this one's for me.
Right, you can be anything, and I don't know what program is going to help kids realize that more than complete child development. We're visiting with Sheldon Calhoun, Gina Hayden, and Dr. Sue Kornsbluth. Dr. Sue is the national spokesperson for CCD program 1.1. Again, I don't think there's a better compliment than having truly an industry professional see the program, use the program with her own kids, and speak to its value. So, Dr. Sue, please go on.
Oh, thank you. I will. You don't have to ask me twice about this.
Excellent, because I'm planning on turning you into a talk show host in the future.
No problem. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to empower parents and children. So let me say this. When you're passionate about something in your life, I believe that that leads you to success. One thing that every parent, I think, should be passionate about is leading their children towards building self-confidence and self-esteem. With that, they have limitless possibilities. But you know what? As parents, we don't always have the exact tools that we need to do that. I mean, parenting doesn't come with a roadmap. But when a tool like this comes on the market to help you empower your children to build such self-esteem within themselves, you have to jump on it. Most child development programs focus on behaviors. They are the programs that are out there now, and they say that they're going to fix children. We don't fix children. What we do is we inspire children to be their best, and that's exactly what this program does. And it also gives the parent inspiration to inspire their children to get to that place of self-confidence. And that is why I am so proud to put my name behind this. And I want to see this, I want to see parents get excited about parenting and get excited about seeing their children reach their goals. And as a parent, that is the best feeling that any parent can have. When I see my kids reach their goal, and it may not be on, like you said, the date that they're supposed to, but when they do it, the smile on their faces just warm my heart more than anything in the world.
That's so incredible. I'm just listening to you talk, and then my head spinning of like all the people that this can affect, will affect, and who should be involved. Because, you know, if you're listening out there and you're a psychologist, if you're influencing children in any way, if you know, you're have products or services for parents or children, there are affiliate opportunities. There's opportunities to be involved in helping get this message out and taking it viral. So.
Yeah, and Michelle, can I just say one thing?
Yes, mommy bloggers, pay attention. Call Dr. Sue.
That's right, mommy bloggers, contact Dr. Sue. Since the program has launched, I have had the most amazing responses from mommy bloggers all over this country and from professionals working in the field that they have never seen anything like this, and they have signed to get on board to support this program and get it out to as many parents and children and grandparents, like you said, aunts and uncles. And it's a great gift to give, too, because it's a fun program to do. It's not boring. It's fun. So, you know, whoever wants to support this, and you want to support children and success and their future and having confidence in themselves, then, you know, sign on and get on the team and be a part of this amazing program and experience.
Yes, and like you said, what a perfect gift for the holidays, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's, all of the above. Why not start the year fresh? And what's wonderful about gifts like this, even such as games, again, is it's the quality time that you spend together. This is the gift that keeps giving and will affect children and their parents for, you know, the rest of their lives. And it's under $100. There's no excuse, and that's one of the things I like to promote on my show is there's no excuse, you know, when people say, well, I can't afford to go to the Matrix. Well, then buy Bob's book for $10, and then probably by the time you finish reading that, you'll have manifested what you need to go to the Matrix. So there's no excuse for you not to get help. But, you know, perfect gift for nieces, nephews, friends. You know, if you're a coach, if you're, you know, there's so many kids teams, getting kids to visualize where they want to be, what they want to create, baseball, basketball, soccer. And this is really perfect for anyone. So you can get the gift for an adult, not just a child, but anyone influencing children.
I mean, my son visualized that he was going to score 10 touchdowns this year. He plays football, and he's on 7 already. And every night he goes upstairs, and he sits in his room, and he visualizes that.
Wow.
He visualizes himself running and scoring the touchdown. And it's happening. I'm proof. I wouldn't put my name on it if it wasn't happening and it wasn't true and I didn't see it firsthand.
Well, again, what an honor it is to have both of you involved. And I'm not even, I mean, I'm involved, but not as involved as you guys are. But I look at people and products and branding and landing and what I call launching. And when you can align the right people, it's so powerful and it speaks volumes to what the product is really doing. And it's meant to change the collective consciousness in the future as we know it.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple minutes here, but Dr. Sue, I want to thank you especially. And I want to encourage all my listeners, visit Dr. Sue and you. .com. So drsueandyou.com is her direct website. You can also find her through my site. I'll make sure I have links. And you can visit CompleteChildhoodDevelopment.com. Child development. Both links apparently go there, but CompleteChildDevelopment.com.
Yeah.
And you can find them on their super fabulous new Facebook page. You can be a fan, and very soon I'll have them linked to my website as well. But for is there any last words that all three of you would like to leave?
Sheldon?
Well, I would, first of all, I'm so overwhelmingly grateful for the opportunity to do this. If there's one message if I can get out to America is, confidence, self-esteem. If that's what you're, you know, looking for your kids and their future is, you know, it's just such a privilege to be involved in something like this, and I mean that from the heart. I wish everybody love and abundance.
Gina?
We're so conditioned to want to be like somebody else. I want to be like Jenny. I want to be thin like so-and-so. I want to be. Just be who you are. You are enough who you are. And just create that specialness in you and bring it to light, because that's all the world needs to see.
Awesome. And Dr. Sue, you have 20 seconds.
I got it. Kids will soar with self-esteem, and this is the tool to help you fly.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much, Dr. Sue. Thank you, all of you, for being here today and sharing your time with me and allowing me to be part of this launch. So, again, visit drsueandyou.com as well as Complete Child Development. Also, special thanks to Miranda for being here to film. And Miranda's Kiss and Tell Connections, her new book, Waking Up is Not Hard to Do, miranda'skiss.com. Thank you all. Have a safe, happy, and healthy Halloween. We will see you in 7.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle.
So here I go.
Listening to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Kors at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.